Lesson 8C, Exercises 5, 6 and 8.
So when were these cables first put there under the sea?
It's an interesting story. The idea was first discussed around 1840, soon after the invention of the electric telegraph for sending messages. And by 1850, a line was in place under the sea between Britain and France. But that's quite a short distance. The English Channel is only about 30 kilometres wide. What the business world really wanted was a link between Europe and North America. Somebody had to work out how to lay a cable under the Atlantic.
That's several thousand kilometres.
Indeed. Some people felt that the Atlantic was just too wide for a cable. But one businessman called Cyrus Field believed passionately that it was possible. He spent years raising money for it. And by 1857, his company was ready to make its first attempt at laying a cable.
And how did they get on?
Not particularly well. Two ships set off from the west coast of Ireland to begin laying the cable across the ocean to the east coast of America. But unfortunately, the cable broke on the first day. They repaired the cable and carried on their work, but soon after it broke again. This time the cable was in water more than 3 kilometres deep, and they just couldn't repair it. They decided to call off the attempt.
But I guess he didn't give up.
No, he didn't. A year later, Cyrus Field's company made another attempt. This time they tried a different approach. The two ships started in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. They joined their two cables together, then they set off in opposite directions. But the cable broke again. Once after only 6 kilometres, then twice more. So again they abandoned the attempt and the ships went back to port.
At this point, I don't imagine people were feeling very optimistic about the project.
No, they weren't. But Cyrus Field was not prepared to give up. His ships met once more in the middle of the Atlantic. They joined their cables and began to sail in opposite directions. This time the cable didn't break. One ship arrived at the coast of America on the 4th of August 1858, and the other arrived at the coast of Ireland the next day. They used horses to pull the ends of the cable out of the ocean and up onto land.
So the job was finished?
Yes, finally, the job was finished. A few days later, the first message was sent. Although it was only a short message, it took 17 hours and 40 minutes to send it.
Why is that?
Because reception across the cable was so bad. Today's cables can transmit 84,000 million words a second.
Wow, that's amazing. Professor Brown, thank you.